Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gasoline futures are down sharply in recent days. How might this affect what we pay at the pumps? Let's call in Tom Closa, Global Head of Energy Analysis at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, first of all, what's pushing gasoline futures lower?
I would say the first thing that's pushing lower is a drop in crude prices, which is surprising. You know, most of us thought that demand was going to exceed supply for the summer. I think that's still the case. But you have to sort of seduce investment money and financial fund money. And right now, there's a sense that sure, demand is going to exceed supply for the next 60 days. But ultimately, in the fall and the winter, it's going to be a little bit sloppy, perhaps, for crude oil.
So I guess I buried the lead a little here. Will this mean lower prices at the gas pumps this summer?
It'll mean lower gas prices in the next week or 10 days or so, certainly. I mean, we've dropped by probably about 18 or 20 cents in the Northeast and by as much as 30 to 35 cents at the Gulf Coast, which is the biggest gasoline market in the world. So we're going to see some lower prices. We're not going to see the retail numbers match the drop that we've seen in wholesale, but we'll see lower prices for a while. I'm still worried, however, in the next 5 weeks about any hurricane activity in the Gulf of Mexico. It's all clear right now, but it's too early to signal the all clear for the markets.
Yeah, let's look at that. What is your outlook in the next month or so, barring something dramatic or unforeseen?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist, although I play one on TV sometimes. But I think without hurricanes, we're looking for gasoline prices to be about where they were last year or a little bit lower, with the exception of places that increased state taxes. I think we can look to lower prices in the autumn and winter. And, you know, that's historical because the components are much cheaper. And actually, we'll see a lot of U.S. additional crude come on in the last 100 days of the year. So it's a very bright prospect, let's say, for energy in the United States, unless there's a black swan event like war. And actually, 2020, which we all know is an election year, is not likely to feature real high prices for motor fuel, which can be the fourth rail of American politics.
You know, it seems like it was just a few weeks ago we were worried about a big Philly refinery had a fire. Then it was announced it would shut down. Is that all forgotten now?
There's plenty of refining capacity. It can be compromised if you have storms between Corpus Christi and Pascagoula, Mississippi. But generally, that doesn't happen. It's still a worry. But I think longer term, if you're looking out and you're taking the lens out to 4 or 5 months or so, this is going to be another cheap year. The last expensive year was 2014. And I do not believe that we've got an expensive year in the sights here. You can get that paroxysm higher when you get storms in Houston or Port Arthur or New Orleans, but those are exceptions to the general trend, which is modest prices.
You mentioned 2020 as you looked into your crystal ball. Typically in election years, do oil prices tend to not be volatile?
No, they can be incredibly volatile in election years. In 2008, it was the great, great price collapse, where we were $145 for crude in mid-July, and we dropped to 32 by the end of the year. Now, the Great Recession had a lot to do with that. But I think this election cycle in 2020, I think we'll see modest prices for crude, and I think we'll see modest prices for gasoline. The problem will come with jet fuel and diesel, and heating oil. That's where you might see some price bumps, because the entire shipping industry is going to be moving to a much lower sulfur fuel, and that'll have ramifications next year.
Always good to get analysis from Tom Closa at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.